Michigan's deer population has been steadily increasing, leading to various ecological and safety concerns. And in response, the Michigan Department of Natural Resources Commission is set to vote today on a series of recommendations designed to manage this growth effectively. The strategy is intended to balance the deer population and mitigate the negative impacts of overpopulation. Let's find out more about this from Chad Stewart. He's deer management specialist for the Michigan Department of Natural Resources. Chad, welcome to JR Morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
So give us an overview of the current deer population in Michigan and talk about some of the challenges that presents with both the environment and with public safety.
Yeah, when you talk about deer in Michigan, it's really a tale of two peninsulas. In the lower peninsula, what we tend to see in most places are increasing populations, especially in the southern lower. Deer numbers have been steadily on the increase, or the trends that we've been experiencing have been on the increase, largely due to the fact that the way that we manage deer typically is through hunting, mm-hmm. and our hunter numbers have dramatically declined over the last 20 years. You know, back in 2000, we had well over 800,000 deer hunters in the state of Michigan. We're currently sitting at somewhere between 500 and 550,000. So within a matter of 20-year period, we've lost about 250,000 hunters, and we expect probably another 100,000 or so to leave over the next decade to 15 years. In the Upper Peninsula, we tend to see declining populations in much of the Upper Peninsula. That's because we've seen a deterioration in habitat. We've got increasing severe winters that are occurring, and then we've got a pretty diverse and robust predator population up there between black bears and wolves and coyotes. It just is a really difficult place to live if you're a white-tailed deer.
Yeah, yeah. And so I'm curious. So you're saying the lower peninsula, lower Michigan, culling the herd is basically left up to the hunters?
Because
we have low predators?
That's the primary way that we manage for white-tailed deer in the state. So Michigan deer hunters typically harvest, and it varies by year, but you know, anywhere between 350 and recently up to 400,000 deer per year.
Mm-hmm.
So we've done a reasonable job at least reducing the growth and trying to manage it. But again, those numbers are declining. Our hunter numbers are declining, which means our harvest is on the downswing as well. And deer are very robust in their reproductive activities. There's no such thing as menopause in female deer, so they will continue to have two and maybe even three fawns every year of their life as long as they live. And even the cute baby fawns that you see running around this time of year, if they get to be about 80 or 90 pounds towards the end of the year, they could actually be bred and have fawns themselves
Wow.
next year.
I did not know that.
Yeah, so they can breed early. Mm-hmm. They breed every year, and they tend to have multiple individuals. So the potential for population growth is pretty impressive when you talk about the herd as a whole.
Can you give us a clue of some of your recommendations?
Yeah,
because I mean, this is it's pretty serious.
Yeah, yeah, especially when you think that, you know, deer eat themselves out of house of home and home if they have really high numbers. They're obviously darting in front of cars, especially in the fall when their breeding season occurs. And then we have different diseases in our deer herd that are certainly a concern to their management and the agricultural industry when we talk about bovine tuberculosis.
What about CWD? Is that here? Is that down in the lower?
Yeah, we've got chronic wasting disease in, I think it's 12 counties in the lower peninsula. So that's been identified, and that tends to spread more as you get higher deer mm-hmm. densities because it is a transmissible disease.
Mm-hmm.
So there are concerns about what that means to the long-term management of our deer herd. This year's kind of unique in terms of our recommendations because our Natural Resources Commission, which is our governing body, asked us to install a group of stakeholders or citizens as an advisory group to work with. And this group met with us over the past 4 or 5 months, and they developed a set of recommendations based on a lot of the information and data that we provided them throughout this process. So really what the commission is voting on is this joint effort between a citizen advisory group and the information that we, the department, gave them. So it's just an added wrinkle that we have this year that's somewhat very unique in terms of the way we've done it in the past.
Can you give us some of those recommendations?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, a lot of it really refers to increasing seasons, especially in the Lower Peninsula, to try to give hunters more opportunity, increasing the availability of some of those seasons on, you know, between privately owned land and publicly owned land. There are discussions occurring for what we call antler point restrictions. And what that means, if you're not familiar, it's a restriction on the type of antler deer that can be taken, with the hopes that you're putting more pressure on the antlerless side of the population, which mm-hmm. is where the reproductive potential occurs. So it's all meant towards customizing our management approach and increasing hunters' ability to take antlerless deer to reduce the population. And then the northern part in the Upper Peninsula, again, a lot of emphasis on antlerless deer harvest. And there's actually a difference of opinion up there in terms of how much effort should be applied to that antlerless deer herd. And there was some disagreement with our citizens and advisors that in terms of how much pressure should be applied to that section of the herd.
I know, Chad, expanding the urban archery season to additional Metro Detroit counties, that's a proposal as well. How do the urban areas factor in the deer management?
Yeah, they're a lot more complicated because there's oftentimes a lot more limited access. But in many instances, they drive, our direction because, we tend to get more complaints. There tends to be more conflicts. So it's mm-hmm. it's an area that's more difficult to manage mm-hmm. because you get houses that are packed in very closely. And, you know, when you think of going hunting, you think of like going in the woods, not in someone's backyard, right?
Right.
So it becomes more challenging. We tend to see obviously a lot more deer vehicle collisions in those areas. What we do when we expand our archery season is we try to at least take the approach of build it and they will come. So if communities are experiencing challenges, having that archery season available in January, when there's a lot less conflict with other recreational users in like community parks and whatnot, there's an opportunity to install a hunting program in those areas if local managers feel that there's a need to adequately manage the deer herd in that location.
So if these recommendations, Chad, are approved, then what's the next steps for implementation and how will you measure your success?
Yeah, great question. This is the last step, really. So when they go to vote today at the Natural Resources Commission meeting in Lansing, as long as the commissioners all agree on the proposed changes and the amendments to the proposed changes that they will bring forward and our director signs it, then we will be putting and installing that into our deer hunting regulations packet in our program, and we'll continue to do outreach to inform everybody on what those changes are. And then just like always, anytime we instill a change, we'll continue to monitor that over the next couple of years to see if it's achieving the desired results.
Hey, Chad, I got a quick question for you, and I don't hold me to vernacular. I may not have the right vernacular, but is it safe to assume that there's not an organized, or there was no move to have an organized state culling of the herd? In other words, you're counting on hunters and people wanting to hunt as opposed to getting licensed hunters to just cull the herd, thin the herd for the good of the many. But a lot of times people, you know, oh, you're going to kill Bambi. So there's often, you know, the public that comes out against that. But is that an option if you don't have enough hunters?
Yeah, so we rely on our public to do the management of our deer herd, and that's through our hunting season. And we've made a lot of changes in recent years to try to get more individuals into hunting. We've got things called apprentice licenses. So if you've never done this before and you're interested in doing it, you can actually go out with someone and they can mentor you as you go out and hunt deer. And then certainly if you do that for a couple of years and decide you like it, then you can go through what's called a hunter safety course and start to do this more independently on your own. We've done several different recruitment, retention, and what we call reactivation events that try to get people involved in hunting. We've really tried to focus efforts and appeal to sort of the foodie side of the population. Mm-hmm. You know, if people want are interested in getting locally sourced protein and getting it themselves, we've offered programs like that. They're all really great programs. They're wonderful. The return on investment in terms of the effort put in to sort of focus on getting people in often is not enough to outweigh just the attrition that we generally see in hunters in general. And I think what's happening is largely a cultural shift that's occurring with people just less interested in hunting over time. Mm-hmm. So what we see now in our hunters is we have far more hunters in their 50s and 60s and 70s than we do in their teens and 20s. Right. So if you start to play that out over the next couple of years, it's really easy to see how that attrition will continue.
Chad Stewart, Deer Management Specialist for the Michigan DNR, we appreciate your time this morning. Mm-hmm. We'll follow up with you after the vote and see what happens.
Sounds great. Thank you very much for having me.
All right. Thank you.